My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 8:20, we will dive into Commanders versus Bucks, give you our picks. Scott Abraham, sports anchor for ABC7, will join us at 9 o'clock. But right now, joining us, as he does every Friday at this time, is John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom. They can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Mm. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golf them by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hey, John.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Happy Friday.
Doing well.
A little tired because a couple of us stayed up and watched the whole game last night, which came down to the last play.
Plateau. You know, it's funny you're talking about being a little bit tired. While you were doing all the corporate reads, I was thinking that you guys get up like 4:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
4:20
or earlier. Some earlier.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, no, that's really tough. That's really tough.
That's why I went to bed actually right before.
That's why I only watched the first quarter, John.
Some of us,
stayed up.
But Jason, by the way, condolences on Virginia Tech. I watched a lot of that game.
Yeah, I was there, and it was terrible.
I know you were, and I, you know, it looked like they were going to win when they came from 17-0 down to lead, and then they end up losing in overtime. That's a tough loss.
It was a tough loss, and they looked like a JV team in the first half. They looked like
they looked awful.
No enthusiasm.
They made Vanderbilt look like Georgia.
Yep, they did.
Has the line dropped at all for the Marshall game, or is it still? Are they still heavily favored?
They're a heavy favorite. Yeah.
Does Marshall have the same
Marshall
cast?
Can be dangerous.
Yeah, did they have the same cast they had last year? Or
no, their best running back who killed Virginia Tech last year, he had 180 yards.
Yeah.
He graduated.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have a different quarterback too. So they should beat Marshall. It's a home game. I mean,
they should be pissed off.
Yes, the next three are Marshall, Old Dominion on the road, which won't be easy, in my opinion, then Rutgers at home. So and then they play Miami at Miami. So they got if they want to have a decent season, they gotta win the next three.
Yep. Yep. Anyway, I digressed. I apologize.
It's all good. By the way, big match. I'm rooting hard. I assume you are, too, for Tiafo tonight. What do you expect? He's played amazing tennis.
You like Tiafo better than Fritz?
Yeah, I don't dislike Tiafo at all. I don't dislike Fritz at all. I know the crowd will be for Tiafo. It'll be a good story if he were to win, not only because it's been 21 years since an American won, but more than that, it's been, 56 years since Arthur Ashe won. Mm. And, you know, a black American winning, I know it'd be a bigger deal in D.C. because he's from College Park, but either way, an American winning for the first time in 21 years would be a very big deal because not only has an American not won, I don't think an American's been in a final since Andy Roddick at Wimbledon in 2009. So it's been a long dry spell. When I was covering tennis, Americans dominated. I mean, it started with Ash, really. And then Connors and McEnroe and Sampras and Courier and Agassi, Chang. I mean, there were so many really good American players, and then nothing for most of 20 years.
What's the reason for the downfall? Is it just less participation?
Nobody knows. I mean, it's a very interesting question because, you know, the USTA has thrown all sorts of money at it. They hired coaches to work with younger players. And, you know, the McEnroe brothers have had an academy on Randall's Island for years to try to discover young players. And for years, nothing happened. And now in the last 2 or 3 years, 4 years, several Americans have gotten good but not great. Mm. And you're not great until you win a major. And so Tiafoe has a chance for sure. Fritz has a chance. But they're going to have to probably have to beat Sinner in the final if they get there. So it's still going to be tough for an American to win.
What are you thinking about?
Although Sinner will feel like he's playing in Cameron Indoor Stadium if he plays one of those guys in the final.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be tough.
What are you thinking about Pegula and Sabalenka tomorrow in the women's
final? Yeah, you know, Sabalenka was a finalist last year and lost to Coco Gauff. And she's a big, strong woman.
Yep.
Tough to be. I'd love to see Pegula win. See, Pegula I will really root for because she's a unique story. Mm-hmm. Not that many great players, and again, she hasn't won a major yet. This is her first final. This is her first semi when she beat Swiatek the other night. But you know, her parents own the Buffalo Bills,
mm-hmm. right?
And so she's from a lot of money.
Yeah, the Sabres too, right?
I think the Sabres too.
Money, I think they own both teams.
The hunger.
Yep.
Right.
So she's an interesting story.
You know,
and she's 30 years old and making her first final. That's old at 10.
That is, yeah.
I know you wrote about the, for golf nerds, the big debate about Xander and Scheffler. Xander has the two majors. Scheffler's won a million times, won tour
seven wins,
all that.
Right. Gold medal.
All that stuff. I kind of lean towards the two majors, but, you know, where do you stand on that, John?
Well, normally, as I wrote in the column, the two majors, that's it. Debate's over. There's no debate.
Yeah.
But Scheffler had such a great year and won an Olympic gold medal, which to me is sort of – I'm not big on Olympic golf, as you guys know, but that's a different kind of pressure trying to win in the Olympics than it is trying to win at, you know, John Deere. So I put that into the equation, and I came out pretty damn close to – now, Scheffler's going to win. Don't misunderstand me. Scheffler will win the award – because most players have not won a major.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't understand how tough it is to win a major. And they don't want to credit majors over regular tournaments. I mean, I've had this conversation with a lot of players. And most players who've won a major will tell you, if you win a major, it's worth 10 times financially and 10 times in terms of legacy over a regular tournament. And that's how I sort of graded it out and came out with, like you said, Schauffele by an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And if Scheffler wins, as he will, I'm not going to be upset. There have been years where guys who won like five regular tournaments won Player of the Year over someone who'd won a major and two others or something like that. And that bothered me because it showed me that the players vote. Didn't really appreciate the importance of a major or weren't willing to concede the importance of a major. And Brandel Chamblee said to me one time that winning a regular tournament was probably worth $3 million to a player.
Mm-hmm.
Winning a major was probably worth $30 million to a
probably
player.
Probably true.
10-1.
Yeah.
And that's where I've always stood. But Scheffler had such a uniquely great year that – if he wins, I'm not going to be upset. By the way, what did upset me, as I mentioned in the column, were mid-year people comparing his six wins and one major to Tiger Woods 2000.
Hmm.
Tiger Woods won three majors in 2000.
Yeah, yeah.
Not two, three.
No.
And then he won the Masters to start the next year. Every time I hear someone compare a player in any way to Tiger, it bothers me because it's not fair to the player.
Mm-hmm.
Scheffler's terrific. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. But he ain't Tiger Woods. Nobody is.
And what else is amazing about Shoffley, and I think we've talked about this, is he hasn't missed a cut since. Now, he had a withdrawal. All right, but that's not considered a miscut.
Right.
He had a miscut at the Masters in 2022. That's the last time he missed a cut. I don't know how many tournaments that is, you know, 40-some, 50-some.
Right.
I mean, to make the game look that easy is unbelievable.
Right. No, it is. And again, I think Tiger at one point had a streak of 83.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Straight tournaments in which he didn't miss a cut.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Shoffley's been unbelievably consistent. I mean, the two majors he didn't win this year, he finished second and seventh.
Yep.
You know, so that's amazing consistency. But then again, Scheffler this year, if we're talking about player of the year, was in the top 10, like 17 tournaments out of 19. I don't know the exact number, but he was remarkably consistent too. And we'll never know, you know, what would have happened in Louisville if those cops hadn't gone crazy.
Right. Switching gears here just for a moment. The NFL season kicked off last night. The Ravens literally, you know, lose by a hair there. I mean, who knows what would have happened if they'd gone for two. But you want to make any sort of proclamations? I know you're not big on predictions, but you got any thoughts on the Commanders this season? Can they surprise people? Do you think it's going to be a rematch, the Ravens and Chiefs, later in the postseason? Like, what are you thinking here?
Yeah, that's a real good question. The significant thing about last night was if they finish with identical records and mm-hmm. play in the playoffs, that KC gets home field based on the head-to-head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was the real significance of that outcome. But I almost feel like the Commanders aren't going to be a surprise because so many people are picking them for the playoffs.
Mm.
You know, it's a
really?
Wild card. Well, you know, we don't know what the NFC East is going to be. I mean, I'll be interested in the Packers and Eagles today to see if the Eagles can turn around. I'll tell you one proclamation. If the Eagles aren't like 6-1 near midseason, Nick Sirianni is going to get fired.
Ooh.
Because you can't have a situation where a coach and a quarterback aren't talking to each other. You just can't have that. Now, if you win games.
Is that still happening?
I'm like, sorry?
There's definitely friction
That's
there.
Still happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's out in public. It's not like people are saying sources say the locker room. It's out in public. And
well, that's untenable.
Nick Sirianni, to me, is on the hottest seat of any coach. You know, they have all these stories on the internet. Which five coaches are on the hottest seat? Well, Sirianni's on the hottest seat, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants are going to stink. And the Cowboys, we just don't know. I mean, they won 12 games the last 3 years, but their offseason was a mess. And every time Jerry Jones opens his mouth, people look at each other and go, huh?
Yeah.
What did he say? Did he say the other day he was the best general manager in football? I think he did.
I didn't I mean, hear that, but
all
maybe.
All those trophies lined up since 1996.
Right.
And so I think the Commanders, they've got a very reasonable schedule. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be good right from the get-go, the same way Robert Griffin was. Now, you hope that Jaden Daniels doesn't get hurt at some point and he and his father and the team don't handle things as poorly as Griffin did, which ruined his career. But he's got that kind of potential. I think the media's been a little bit overboard in D.C. I mean, they've practically got him in the Hall of Fame already. But I think he's got the potential to be very good. And if they can design enough plays to keep him away from the pass rush with the offensive line, I think they have a chance to win 9 games.
John, if he
you
has...
Know, I'm not saying they're going to,
yeah,
but they have
I
a
like
chance
it.
To. 9 games will usually get you in the playoffs.
If Jaden has a debut anything like Roberts in New Orleans, this town will be on fire on Monday.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm Porky Pig.
You probably should.
No, you're right about that. And I remember writing after that game in New Orleans that we all thought Robert Griffin III had the potential to be in the Hall of Fame someday. He's there. He was that good in that game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he was terrific for most of, you know, he had some injury issues, minor injury issues, but he was terrific for most of that season. What did they finish, 11-5 or 10-6? I can't remember.
I think it was 10.
But they won, they won the division, and then that Seattle game was a turning point in the franchise.
Yeah.
not just because of the loss, but because Griffin got hurt and they didn't get him out of the game.
Yeah, that's for Shanny. You should have turned to Kirk Cousins there. Just didn't. But you can't change
right.
history at that
exactly.
point.
I mean, he was hurt in, I think it was the first quarter, not the second. Mm-hmm. And he was limping, and he was having trouble getting down to get snaps. And right, Kirk Cousins should have been in that game much earlier.
They were 10-6.
How does John Feinstein consume an NFL Sunday? Or do you have Red Zone? What do you do?
Well, no, I do have Red Zone, actually.
You do?
I have Red Zone in the new house. Basically, if the Ravens are on, which they usually are, I watch them. They're still in the team that I follow the most, along with the Jets. I usually don't watch Washington. I really don't. I'll watch the fourth quarter if it's a good game. But I watch the 1 o'clock game. I watch the 4 o'clock game. I watch Carrie Underwood, and I go to bed.
So you started off mentioning Virginia Tech and college football, and just to touch on one college football topic with you, Clemson got destroyed in their opener, and their head coach is adamant. He's anti-transfer portal. But, you know, there was a time when Coach K was anti the one-and-done guys.
He
eventually changed. What do you think happens here with Clemson and Dabo?
Well, I think that's a very good analogy because Mike wasn't going to get fired. Dabo should not get fired, for crying out loud. He should be in the Hall of Fame and won two national championships. He's been to four championship games, and he made Clemson. Clemson was mediocre, remember, when he took over.
Totally.
And he made him into one of the national powers. And Krzyzewski, you're right. He, from 2005 to 2010, he refused to recruit. Excuse me. Major sneeze.
Yawning in the middle.
That was a sneezy sneeze.
He refused to recruit any one-and-dones. And North Carolina won two national championships, and they didn't go past the Sweet 16. And he turned around, like you said. Kyrie Irving was the first. Mm-hmm. And then he recruited a whole bunch of one-and-dones. I admire Dabo for what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, giving his freshmen a chance to develop and not have somebody come in as a junior and take their spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw something in the paper the other day that Clemson's gone from at or near the bottom of the ACC in graduation rate to the top.
Right.
Clemson and Duke. And so I admire what he's trying to do. I just think he may have to reconsider after this season because they look terrible. Now, Georgia's great, but Clemson's not supposed to lose to anybody 34-3.
Right.
So we'll see how this season goes and then see if he can or will dig in his heels or if he's going to have to adapt.
Yeah.
Great coaches adapt. People often ask me, mm-hmm. you know, how would Bob Knight have done in 2010? He couldn't have coached the way he coached in 1980, that's for sure. He would have had to change his approach, the way he dealt with players, the way he dealt with recruiting. But I think he would have because his desire to win was so great that he would have adapted rather than digging his heels and get his butt kicked.
Hmm.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, John. All right. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the college football and the NFL opening weekend.
Yep, Mids are 1-0, guys.
Yes, well, they are. They were impressive. Right. Yeah,
and they have a winnable game tomorrow against Temple. So we'll see.
Good. Nice, nice. All right, thank you, John. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
John Feinstein, bestselling author, Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom, where they can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis. Get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, we tackle Commanders versus Bucks. Who do you think wins? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can reach us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.